Blog Talk Radio.
Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. It's a brand new day. But you gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. In the moment, in the silence, if you listen, you will hear all the answers to your questions. They suddenly appear. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. But you gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart and soul.
Well, hello, hello, everyone. We are back again. I am back again, and we are back again. If it wasn't for everybody calling in, we wouldn't really have such amazing shows like we've been having. So sorry about that last show. I could only be a shorter show. I had so many things to do, and I had to abruptly leave. So I felt a little bit like I did not get to really, talk to everyone. So that's why I had this impromptu show today. I was hoping that possibly the people that were online last time would be able to get through. So, well, today's a wonderful day. It's a Tuesday here in Tahoe. It's a beautiful day, and it's sunny, and we're expecting some more snow. So I think everyone here in the snow belt feel a little bit like a little stir crazy because you're inside so much. So it really is a time for contemplation and cleaning and, you know, things like knitting and things that keep you inside and keep you occupied. It has been an interesting journey. I mean, the planet is suffering right now with earthquakes and floods and the war, possible war. So we need to come together. We need to have a higher vision for the problems that we see. And instead of be a part of it by worrying about it, we need to actually see a higher outcome, like, you know, it being the way that we would like it to be, which is all fine, you know, and in a sense, not a problem. So that's what I think we should all start to do, is to see it the way that we want to see it. I'm going to start to take calls right away because I just want to get everybody. So there's a wonderful person who's been waiting, so let me take him. Hold on a sec.
Hold on.
Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Who am I talking to?
It's Lolita, Patty. How's it going?
I'm good. What was your name again?
Lolita.
Lolita. How
are
you?
It's my second time calling you.
Yeah. So what's going on? Do you have any one particular question you want to ask?
Yeah, I was wondering, how do you feel about a contact that I made last week with an old friend of mine? I just called him out the blue, and he used to work at a company, and I'm actually trying to move to that city, and he right away just told me to forward my resume, and I just got this feeling I'm the person that gets everyone the job, but when I got off the phone with him, I felt like he was going to come through for me like I would do for a lot of people. So I don't even know if you felt like his name is Steve, if Steve will get me in, because I feel very positive about it, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, you just didn't know if he was just saying it in that way and you picked it up that way, or if he really was going to do it. Okay, let's see.
Yeah.
So let's start to pull some cards.
Yeah, because it's usually
Drop
me.
It.
I'm the one that can get everyone the job, anything that gets done. Mm-hmm. But for me to have this feeling, I'm just like, okay, I don't want to doubt. I'm not doubting myself. I'm still going. So I would just like someone else's validation.
It has changed the scenery. That's interesting. That would mean that you would be moving, right? So.
Yes, so now
just,
we're halfway.
And then the second one would be just sing, which is, when I look at it, it looks like a celebration. You're really happy. So those two cards came together, which would indicate that it's moving in that direction. Change the scenery and just sing. So there's a celebration. There's kind of a... Now, would you be doing something with your voice? Are you like... Are you a contact kind of person that has to go out there and... kind of coordinate things? Are you that type of person? Because just sing also represents that you're kind of, important. You know, you kind of have you're a visual. You know, people come to you. You have to kind of stir things up. So that could be what you do, too. So that could be something. That's why that card came up, because that one is more of an entertainer.
Okay.
All right. But, you know, a lot of times our jobs do require personality. They require us to get out there and, you know, make friends, do things just like an entertainer would. So
yeah, I'm that person.
Okay. So the energy around that is good. So change of scenery and that together really means something strong. And then it says dare to be happy. So now that's a big one. It's about, you know, stating to the universe, I am ready, I am open, and I do want this to change. You have to dare to be happy. It's almost like believing in yourself that this will happen. So instead of just hoping and wishing, really dare to be happy. Get into that mode that says, yep,
I did.
Okay, good.
When I got off the phone with him, I was just happy, like all week. I was just all happy.
Okay.
I didn't even look at other jobs. That's how happy I was.
So, and then it says invest in your spirit, which is what you're doing. It's really what you're doing. When you start to start to change and rearrange, you have to get very clear on your spiritual connection, on how you see things. Because really, that's how it all happens. It really happens in your energy field first, and then the universe kind of shows you what you saw already. So, yes, absolutely, that is what it's saying. And then seek an expert, which is what you are doing. It does feel like that all the cards are saying, yes, things are moving in a real celebrate. You're going to be, well, it says listen to the music. So when listen to the music comes up, it really feels like you are in the action and the creation of life, you know, when you can listen to the music. So things are changing, things are moving. And then it says it's not an emergency. So I guess, you know, you have to, and this means your body, it's not an emergency. So there might have been situations that have been going on for you, and it shows me that it's a hospital bed, but it says it's not an emergency. It was just something that you were going through.
So I know what you're saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
I was really, really tired. So, I mean, I was going through a lot of things. So that has gone in past, actually. And I just feel like everything is moving forward because I officially found a roommate, and that came through. So once that happened, and she said yes, and then 3 days later, I reconnected. So I just feel like I'm in this transition preparing myself to leave, and I feel that. Like, I feel like I'm about to leave.
Good, yeah. Yeah, and then the second card was take bite-sized steps, which is interesting because when you start to do all these little things, like you said, you got the roommate, you are orchestrating your life so that this could happen and be an easy transition for you. So, yes, you are taking all these little bite-sized steps that lead you towards your vision of what you want, so this new position. And the last card is talk to God. So the clearer you get in a sense of that clearer state of mind that says, you know, I am the creator, which to me, you are God, right? So you are creating.
Correct.
You are creating that vibration that draws to you what you desire. So absolutely, that's a perfect one to be in right now, to have going on in your life and to really kind of keep, you know, and then accept love. Interesting. So this gentleman is kind of offering you this out of love, out of your being a nice person in the world, out of you connecting with him and him liking you. So accept the love, like somebody doing something good for you.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really talked. I haven't talked to him for a year since I moved back to Marietta. And it was just like, I felt like he knew me, even though we worked together for 4 or 5 months in the baseball industry. Mm-hmm. He just... He's he reminded me of me, and I've never had anyone do that for me, like have that confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Like usually it's me doing it for everybody else, and
yeah, so
he just came
and,
off.
And what
like,
I see is you have to open up your hands and accept them giving something to you, and that's really what this card's about. Accept love, meaning like a lot of times we're really good at giving, but it really does take belief, right? That you
yes.
will get what you give in the world.
Yes.
And be
yes.
receptive to somebody giving it to you. Because a lot of times we block it before.
Yes, we do.
You know, we do because we're like,
yes.
oh, let me do it. I do it. I know I didn't. You know, so even our conversation has to change, and it has to say to the universe, I am accepting people being in gratitude for me. You know, having belief in me. I'm accepting that in my life. I'm accepting that people like me and really appreciate who I am. So it really comes down to your energy, if there is any blocks in that area of really always doing, sitting back and seeing them come to you and say, here, you know, even if it's just a vision that you get, that they're giving you a flower or something simple that you can receive, okay? Because that's really about you accepting and receiving.
Yeah.
So, and whatever level that can come in for you, just accept it. So they're handing you, I see this gentleman handing you this rose, and you receiving it with such gratitude. Okay, so that's really ultimately energy. So we're going to get used to doing that, getting used to people
yep.
giving you what you
I just started
to others. Yeah, wonderful. I really
yeah.
does feel really good, and then celebrate you. See, all these cards are really positive. I don't see anything that's indicating stopping. I don't see anything that's saying it's not going to go. It's really in a flow. So it's all in this kind of new vibration. So, yeah, celebrate you. And you really,
okay.
I think when you celebrate something, you are already in the vibration of it. So even if it's to, you know, celebrate it in yourself of that you got this.
Oh,
you know?
I know. I already know where I'm going to live.
Uh-huh.
I'm already ready to pack. Like after that phone call,
mm-hmm.
I've already have a vision of everything down there. So in my mind, I'm living down there.
Okay, good. Wonderful. Yeah, that's the way you do it, you know. And so you, what they call it in the Matrix, as they call it, a two-point. You see yourself here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and
mm-hmm.
what you do is you hold on, like you picture yourself right now in this apartment and in this, you know, state of what you're doing. And then see yourself at the other level of whatever that is that you like. And then that's a two-point. That's an energy, and there really is an energy stream that you're sending out to this other dimensional state of you, right? Because you live in the future, and you live
That's
in
correct.
The past, and you live in the now. So what you are doing is energetically connecting those lines of energy in a sense already so that you connect you and to that next level, and then there you go. And then just let it go. And that's the best part. Don't keep focusing, because really what we do is we block the energy from it actually manifesting to the point we want. It's like we step in the way. So as soon as you step out of the way and you kind of see it, and then you just go to something else, you know, be in the moment, which is right now. So start packing, you know, and don't really think about that anymore. But in a sense, you've already sent it out there, and it's an energy line. So I'll see that for you, too. I really do. I do see that for you. I really see that you're very powerful. And some people are good at this. Some people are not. Some people are really good at, you know, keeping the vision and keeping it one side. And but see what we've done, I think, a little bit wrong is that we stay on the vision and we don't let the energies move. So we have to see it and then move out and then let it ride. You know, it's like, you know, and then the energy can kind of move through you and past your block of it. You keep seeing it. If you keep seeing it, then you're, what the universe says, you really haven't had it. You don't have it yet, right? So
I can validate that.
Yeah.
I can validate what you're saying, because usually I am a person that will say, maybe call into you right away. Mm-hmm. But once I got into the phone call mm-hmm. and I didn't get any information till like, say, just a couple of days ago, to be quite honest with you,
mm-hmm.
and that just let me know that I had full confidence and didn't doubt it. So, you're definitely right.
Yeah, so
right.
Like
you're
I
the
see
flow.
It. I can see it now much clearer that you got it. That right there, that's where you want to be, is like in this peaceful place about the whole thing.
Yeah, it is. It's actually
yeah, okay,
a peaceful
good.
Place
yeah.
for me to go back to.
Yeah. Yeah, and,
yeah.
and you know, it's, let's just see. Yeah. It does feel like it's very organized around you. I feel like you are so organized. I feel like you got everything.
I'm a Capricorn.
Are you? Okay, wow.
Yeah.
I was like, everything is so organized. I love you. You should come to my house. Okay, so I'm really feeling like, okay, it's like, it's a good thing to be in this easy state of move. If most people dread moving, I mean, really dread it. But because you are so organized, and because you, it's not a big thing for you to address.
No, it isn't.
You know, getting things organized, getting it packed and going. Some people, that would take take someone a month to do, where it could take.
Yeah.
A week. Yeah. So you are already in that state, which I love to feel, because it really then is in the flow of the move. You know, already, because of who you are. So yeah. Interesting. This is interesting. I see a baseball game. I see a baseball game around you, but I see a player, a baseball player that you are, that you are going out with, you're going to meet, that you know. I don't know. Like, this vibe is so strong. And so, really, I get that there is a connection there, a love connection.
I used to work for a baseball team in Columbus. That's why I want to go back to that place in 2008.
There is an energy, a male energy there for you too. I really get that it's a connection. Yeah, it feels
is
really
strong.
Is it
the guy that I already met down there?
Thank you. Okay, it's happening there. Well, that is another reason why you are going. So, because there's always this, like, it looks like this, like, okay, that's what I'm going to, but it's always a bigger reason. And it feels like I just saw a house, I saw kids, I saw a marriage, I saw lots of stuff around you moving and going and meeting this. It's like a baseball player.
I met him at the baseball park, actually.
Oh,
he was in the military.
Okay.
And I met him at the baseball park, and then from there, we had a kind of a relationship, but now he's in military, so he's off. But I feel like once I get there, he's moving back, and I just feel like it's our time to reconnect again, and that's how
absolutely,
I feel.
Absolutely, yeah. There is a bigger reason that you're going. And that might not uncover for another year or so, but it definitely is there, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, and it does feel like relationship, and relationships just keep, like, I see a big heart blinking and telling me yes. That's one of the bigger reasons to this move. It's a kind of repositioning you into the place that you're supposed to be in, yeah. And it's always about that, you know, it's like the bigger picture. If you look back on life, you'll say, oh, if I didn't do that and I didn't go here and I didn't meet that person, then I would never, you know, been lined up in a sense to have my life that you have now. So it feels like that's what's happening, really. And so in that, there is such grace and such divine intervention that you don't really have any choice, you know. And I see two children. Yeah, two children out of here.
Wow.
One is here, one is not, it's telling me. So maybe he has a child, or you have a child, but
yeah, he has
like
a little girl.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so there is one that's here, one that's not. Okay, so you will probably have one, and then you'll have two. So that's what I'm getting. So really, that's what's so more powerful about this question, because to me, that's what I love to go to the real extremes of why this is all happening and what the real big vision is, and then you kind of just sit back and enjoy the ride, you know.
That's so funny how you say that, because when I left there to come back to my home, I said I will be back down there, and I was meant to go down there whether it was an internship or not. I met this gentleman who caught me off guard, who I had no interest of, and then all of a sudden he leaves, and then I just feel like I'm going to be placed back in that position to go back down there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was weird. I mean, yeah, I worked for a baseball team. I left to go to do an internship at the age of 35, go figure, and mm-hmm. I meet this guy. Like, I'm like, okay, whatever, because at that time I was just trying to grow myself. I just got out of a relationship, and all of a sudden after a year later, like, boom, 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 everything is just happening.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
yeah,
it is about getting ready. 11 is all about getting the heart's desire met. 11, big number for lots of people.
Oh, wow.
it really is about that. It really, really has to be about that. You know, it's really going deeper into what, like, you know, a job is good, and if you love your work, that's really good, but it's not the only thing that most people want to be connected at the heart, you know, and what, and the fulfilled experience that they get when they're really in love and being loved. So 11 is about relationship. It's really about bringing people together or separating them. So this year is a lot of that going on. So I do know that that is kind of what we have to get ready for. So I've been seeing a lot of people breaking up, and I've been seeing a lot of people getting back together after years of not seeing people. You know, they're meeting, and then all of a sudden it's it, you know. So it's that is the momentum for what we're in right now, you know, the love. And it really does feel like, you know, that you already know this. So it's just validating what you already know. And in the meantime, it's like, you know, I know you knew this, but I know you needed to hear it again. So there you go.
Well, it's just so amazing how you just said baseball team and a love, and that wasn't even my question. So for you to bring that up, that lets me know that all this transition is meant to be, and I've already known that, even though we haven't spoken a year or two. I already knew when he left, like, that was my other half, no matter what, but it just wasn't our time.
You do know that. You really do know that. I mean, Everybody says, you know, you do. I knew that with my husband, my first husband as well. I just knew when I met him that was going to be him. It took 8 years to finally marry him, and we lived in different states, and eventually we just got together. I just knew it. So I know everybody knows that. I really do. I mean, especially if you are tuned in like you are. And so in that, you can just kind of let life happen, but kind of know that eventually this will happen. And it could be years, you know, it's not like it's going to happen tomorrow, but it's going to happen. It's working its way to it, you know. And I always think, you know, I think that as spiritual beings, we are always wanting to get to that level of what, like you said, being with someone who knows who you just had that connection with. Like, I know I have to know this person, and I know I have to have a life with this person. So it's bigger than you. And it really, when you are working on the cosmic fields around it, this person you have known many lifetimes. So when you meet him, you know him really well. You know?
Is it weird to say that when you meet someone, even though you haven't had, say, more of a relationship, but you only know one thing, but internally you feel like you know this person without them saying it? Is that a weird feeling? Because
it is. Didn't it feel comfortable?
Yeah, I feel very comfortable. Yeah, even though he doesn't know, I feel
like
that way.
You were with someone you really knew well. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it really goes deeper. Like, you don't even have to talk to the person, and all of a sudden you're in their energy field, and you feel like, I know you. I know you really well, you know?
Yeah.
And that's really the vibration that I'm getting around you. So absolutely, it's almost like if you are two beacons of light that are traveling, and when you get close, you become like one light, you know. But you're on the same frequency. If you think of things as frequency, I do. I see everything.
You're right.
Energy streams and lights and stuff. So I have like lots of weird stuff going on in my head. But that is really what I do see around this gentleman, is that you're on the same frequency. So you can't help but be reintroduced to him when he's nearby, you know. It's like you'll find each other in the crowd. It's real interesting. It's like, you know, if I put two people that are really soul connected together and I put them on the planet, eventually, I mean, it could take years, they will find each other again. And it really is the truth. I mean, that is their soul's contract that they've had. And they've, you know, had to learn their lessons, do their thing. And then when they're ready, in a sense, to be together, I know that they find each other. I do. I just know that the higher picture and the higher kind of lessons that we're here to learn are always playing around us, in a sense, you know.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, like we're always kind of being messed with.
Yeah, because everyone laughs at me.
Yeah, and I like laugh because I know now, you know, I'm like, okay, that's what that's about, you know. So it's really, I don't try to stop it. because I know that my journey is to experience the in-between experiences before you get to the place that you want to be, right?
That's so right. You are correct.
Yeah. So, like, everything leads to the, you know, it's like a book. It was the only thing that you picked up was the ending of the book. What wouldn't be a very interesting book, would it? So we have to really go through on all these levels, all these experiences that make us more connected to this journey that we're on. So, yeah, this is coming for sure, Lily, absolutely. And let me know how it goes. I'm so interested to see how it unfolds. Yeah, and that's what you should sit in your observer of this and be very amused. And that always is a good one to sit in, is to say, oh, look at that. You know, not attached to any of it, just not attached. And in that non-attachment, what do? We stay out of the way. You know?
That's right.
Right.
You're right.
So, I mean, just go about, you know, my feeling is enjoyed and celebrate today and really bring in that you are here, you are powerful, and all is well, and then that's it. So you really I want you to start to vibrate your now, your energy right this second, like do some grounding work and really clean out your chakras and do that, just this whole work, just to be in that light, bright space that you're in right now. And just stay there, because that's really ultimately what brings everything to us, is to stay clear. And to stay
I do that through my pujas, actually.
Yeah.
So I do it like almost every day when I do my prayers. So, I definitely understand that. And say my affirmations, I do everything.
Mm-hmm.
I try to ground myself, clean my chakra. So I'm with you on that. And I'm trying to
and
stay
it feels
on,
like
on
you
top
are.
Of it.
It feels like you are. So enjoy the journey. It's going to be a fun one. I think this year will be a real wonderful, you'll be like, wow. You know,
I
look
can't
back,
wait.
It's going to be one of those years, yeah.
And I definitely will. But thank you for taking it to that end of the story, because
that validates
a lot. So thank you.
I thank you for like being so open and clear, because I think that, you know, if people are clear like you, it's easier to see around the person. They don't have a lot of stuff, you know. So sometimes if you have a lot of stories and you have a lot of blocks, it's really hard to get to the bigger picture around people. So you have a very clean picture around you, which is good, because you have been doing your work. So that's really good. Yeah, love. Well, okay, I've got to
thank you so much.
Take
care.
All right, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Blessings very much. Thank you, Patty.
Blessings, sweetie. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hello?
Hi, who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Pooja.
Hi, Pooja. I knew you were going to call.
Did you? I caught you right on time.
Oh, today was one of those days I'm going to have a show today. That's what I just decided, you know, I was really clear that I had to do it. So how is everything going?
Everything's pretty good. I took the last 4 days kind of off, and I'm expanding, like my healing abilities have expanded, and I took a course, and it was more than a course, it was almost like a retreat for me, because I needed it from the inside out. So now I'm just kind of wondering how you see things flowing, because I had to take time off for myself. I just stopped everything, business and everything, just dropped it, and I'm ready to go, but I'm not ready to go in a way where I'm kind of trading my health and myself for it, you know. I kind of want it all to just be happy and joyous. I don't want to be in a position where I'm almost sacrificing myself, if that makes sense.
I do.
So,
okay, well, first card was self-control. I love that one. Yeah, that one reminds us that we have to be very honest with what we're doing, you know, and how we say yes, maybe past where we should, you know, and being the healer that you are, you really, and then it says family, imagination and family and life force, yeah. Okay, well, again, family is your family, your spiritual family to me, if that's really ultimately in life force. So it would represent that your life force is what you have to still stay focused on, still get a little bit stronger. And then it's a denial. Yeah, don't deny the fact that you're tired, and don't deny the fact that, you know, you have to not be in a rush about this, because it's really unfolding within you. So if we try to push it past the place that it then what we do is we're going up against it instead of letting it really flow through you. So be aware of that particular piece, that it's what you're supposed to be doing just flows, and it's, and you just listen and you go with it, you know. If you're getting up against time frames and things you have to do, then you're out of that essence of it, you know what I mean? The essence of the healing, in a sense, has to be bigger than you. That's really something that I really get, you know. So stay with that one. And it says deprivation. So things. All right, so denial, deprivation, that feels like it has been brought to you, that you have been you took a break in deprivation, no money, you know, all that stuff starts to come in,
yeah.
You know.
So, that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, and then balance. So it's, and then the card balance did come back. So this will all balance. This particular piece that you're in right now, which is the now taking the break, getting better, it's going to start to balance and come back again. So it's telling me, don't worry. The shame piece came up. Interesting. Yeah. Empathy. So the shame piece came up, and that's something that is interesting. When you start something new, we are up against our own pieces that say that it should be a certain way, and I should have this degree, and I should do, you know, this, this, and this, or I'm not doing it good enough. Or there's some kind of shadow piece that could come in with you as you start a new thing, you know, and sometimes that is lurking underneath. You know, we're not feeling empowered by it yet. And then it does say rest again. So it does feel like you're going to be going up and going down, going up and going down a little bit, you know, in your energy systems. And that could just be because you're healing. And then it says devotion. Absolutely. Just stay with your devotion. Stay with your meditation. Stay quiet and let yourself fill up. It feels like when I check in, you kind of went on empty. And then creativity. So, again, if you do this, Pooja, you will get it back. It's not going to be a long time. But, you know, I know it's scary when you have to pay the rent and you have to, and you're tired and you're sick and you have to still work. And it's, so you have to find a balance in that that says to your body, I can do one or two people, you know, and that's comfortable for me. And I can still heal during that time, you know? So,
see, it's not so much the amount of people that I'm doing. It's more that after doing them, it's like I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
And I think the second part of it is that everybody wants kind of a piece.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everybody thinks of you at once, and they just kind of want a piece of it, and it drives me nuts. Because
yeah.
it's...
Well, again, that's what they're taking from you. But you really have to work with protection and balance and grounding. And again, putting your boundaries up, that's really good for you. Because, I mean, this is won't work if you keep giving away too much of yourself, if you know what I mean by that. And I'm going to say that because I do know that piece
mm-hmm.
myself. And I was like, you know, in my early days, I've been a therapist for 25 years. I was seeing 10 patients a day. Every day for 7 years. And I ended up getting carpal tunnel. And in a sense, it was the best thing that ever happened. And then from there, I went to India. And the thought of, you know, stopping during that time was difficult for me because I knew I had to pay the rent and I had to do this. And, you know, so I could never say no, you know. I could never say no. And that was really my biggest problem. But in a sense, the universe made me say no and got me sick. I got a really bad cough and cold, and I just couldn't get rid of it. And I ended up getting Epstein-Barr, and I was just wiped out. So you need to hear this, that you don't want to do that to yourself. But even if it does happen that way, it could be it could be the shift or the change that the universe wants to do for you so that you go into another direction. And so, to me, I always think of things like, okay, well, if I didn't get if my hands didn't hurt and I didn't get the Epstein-Barr, I would not have gone to India and I wouldn't have met Sai Baba. So all this stuff really was orchestrated for my highest good, right? So a lot of times it is going on, you know, the bigger story is always happening all the time. And so if that's happening to you and if you are finding yourself being fatigued and tired and really not being able to do, then there could be some kind of shift energetically that's happening around you that's trying to get your attention to do something not so physical maybe and do more lighter work, like the work that you were talking about, that's more teaching and more group work and things like that, you know, so you can affect more people than just one-on-one. Because that's really kind of what the energy feels like from around you. You are going to be a great teacher, and you are going to be teaching more groups. And so if I can look at, when I see you in like a beautiful setting, everybody, and you teaching this, so you're not going to be the only, you know, physically doing one-on-one all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see that happen for you, and I do see that you are capable of it. And so it could be an indicator of why your body is getting tired, because you don't have to do that one-on-one anymore. You can do it bigger. You know,
okay.
And really, we could do it. We could do it on the show. We could have you come and teach something on my blog. Actually, I saw this, and we could start. Yeah, we could start something that gets your work out there and gets you more without the physical having, but you're affecting more people. So let's have a higher vision for you. Okay.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I see it.
I still really want. I still want a business, is my thing. Like,
well, it would be, yeah.
Really want a shop is my biggest thing, at least to start out with. And
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that that'll move forward. It's, with the healings, I mean, I love doing it, but there's almost a little bit of boredom that's coming in. And I think that's the resistance. So a little bit of boredom and a little bit of draining that's coming in.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like shouldn't be there. Like, I feel like if I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing, that there would be a lot more joy and a lot more. It wouldn't feel like so much of a burden that it's like it's starting to feel almost like a burden.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I remember that too. That feeling of I know I needed to do something else. And but you can, you know, this is the turning point for a lot of healers out there that have been just doing the Reiki one-on-one work, or you know, sessions that last an hour and a half or whatever. You're going to be affecting more people with the energy work and the visionary work that you're going to be teaching, because then what you're doing is really teaching them how to do it themselves. So, you know, by us doing it for someone, they're not really learning anything, are they? They just feel really wonderful when they leave, and then they have to come back to you to get back to feel good again. So we really, as healers, especially at this level, are teaching people how to gain this information for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's ultimately really the healing that we've always wanted, right? I mean, isn't that what you really hope for? Yeah. We don't want to have to be the vehicle. And I remember in my therapy, I've been a therapist for a long time, I would say to their spirit, this is the last time I'm going to need to see you, because you will, you know, and they would not come back.
That's exactly how I feel. And that's that's exactly how I've kind of set it up. And I think that's why. I think it's that internal.
Mm-hmm.
I need you guys to take responsibility for yourself.
Wonderful. And really, you are turning it over, and you're sharing that they are their own, in a sense, healer. And you're giving them the power of the stick, in a sense, and saying, you know, what I do, you can do for yourself and for others. So let's get bigger. You know, and so this is the new healing. This is the new healing that's coming. That's what the Matrix Energetics about. That's what really is coming our way, is that we can affect people even without them being in front of us. You know, really that, because we are energy systems. We are energy beings. I mean, that's who we are. You don't have to have the body in front to affect the change in them. And so I feel like that is ultimately what we're going to be working with, Pooja. And we have to get clearer, because this is what's going to happen. My friend's a healer, same thing in town, and she's been tired and fatigued. And we started talking about doing more workshops and doing, she's a dream analyst. She's just amazing. And we started to talk about how to engage more people at one time instead of one-on-one all this time. So she was like, yeah, let's think bigger, you know. I think, what happens if we do this for you? Let's see you organizing a very big workshop.
Yeah.
Okay? All right, we'll give it 12 people. I like the number 12.
Mm-hmm.
12 people. We have 12 people. I want you to just in your meditation, put together a little flyer. Okay? And then if you have a coffee shop or people that you know, give them the flyers. Maybe make it for a month from today. Okay, because a month will give you enough time to heal up, get your work together on what you're going to be really focused on, and have like a one-day workshop. And you could make it $20 a person. And I know that you will have more than 12 people that want to come. And so what you're going to start to do is start to believe in this bigger self that's coming forward for you is a master teacher. Okay, it's not just, you know, the worker bee. You know,
yeah.
The worker bee, I feel we have to really step up and become the bigger person, the bigger healers that we're supposed to be, especially right now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you can affect and let the energy be what it is that's being taught, in a sense, the better you will feel. Because
mm-hmm.
it won't drain you. It's going to energize you. You're going to feel like, wow, that was wonderful. You know, instead of them taking from you, they will be giving to you by being in this great energy group, you know?
Do you see, finances is what's killing me, because if I'm drained, my flow stops.
I know.
It just stops.
That's why I think that, you know, if you can do it, and I know this is a possibility for you, if you can start to think bigger than the one-on-one clients, you will get more income and be teaching and affecting more people, in the sense, therefore, healing more people, and it will be easier for you on a physical level. Okay? So I do see you have to change. You cannot continue to do what you're doing and stay at this moment in time, I'm going to say, this moment, right this minute, I would say you need to rest and you really need to get better, you know. It feels like really respiratory for me. It feels like I've been like, feel like I have like a flu when I feel, you know, like you might have had the flu. Feels like you had a little bit.
Right now it's just like I feel like I'm healing because I'm shifting from such a deep place.
Mm-hmm.
These last 4 days were amazing. We cleared so much, but in the process, I kind of started. I mean, I just feel like I've expanded. I see so much more clearly, and I see can hear much more clearly. It's just, it's kind of frustrating because it took me so long to get this healing stuff down.
Well, you know, you're just at that. Now it's got to root. Like, you've had that great seed, if you think of this great idea, and you just put it in the ground. But there is an incubation period, right, that takes time for that seed to start to grow, right? And that's what you have to be willing to give it the time it needs so that it now can be fully rooted in something instead of just, you know, gone. So that's what I feel like this time is there for you to do, is to get rooted in it, get more comfortable with it, get more quiet, get better at speaking and teaching at that level. There's a lot of things that have to happen, you know, for that to happen, to be really, really a powerful teaching and to get, you know, energy behind it. So I think that's really what it feels like. It's like the beginning of anything. You have to kind of know it's the beginning. You know, and you'll have a little bit of days where you have to take a break, and so we're in the beginning. It feels like I'm looking at this beautiful painting, but it's a beginning of something. You know, we're just
in the. Do you still see my business flourishing and the?
Yes, I do. I do put down, but I do see that you're going to be doing something different from what you've been doing, and yes, you will be. You'll be more organizing things, more creating things, more the teacher of things. Mm-hmm. Then you will be able, on a business level, to understand how to resurrect a business, right? And sell things and have a spa and all the things that you've been dreaming about. So this is just the beginning, but it is the shift, absolutely, the shift of going from what we used to do to something that we haven't done yet, you know? I mean, really, we haven't done this yet. And eventually there will become a point where you just start doing it. You'll just say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to just organize this group. I'm going to have a workshop on whatever it is that your new healing was primarily about. You know, create a name, I'm sure you have one for it, and bring it to fruition by, you know, putting it in form, you know, ahead of you. Because then I know that you'll get the energy and it will just kind of flow right into it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I do see, and rest keeps coming up. Rest again. Yeah, look forward, interesting. And say no.
Yeah.
Yes, and say no. And thank God. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, just that's where it's a good place to be in. We can't rush our healing, right? We can't rush how long it takes. And I'm really good at that myself. I might take, when I start feeling bad, I take so many vitamins I make myself sick. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's a craziness that I have that I want it to go away right now, you know, because I don't want to be down. I don't want to be, you know, hanging out, not being in my energy self. So I'm always really too quick to try things, you know, that probably I shouldn't. So I learned that lesson a lot too, Pooja. I mean, I do. I want it to happen now, you know. And I think that I hear you with the money. Of course, if you're not working, you know, can't pay. So, but I have a feeling that you can orchestrate things so that money still will come in where you won't be draining you, okay? So we have to, you know, that's what I want you to sit with. Okay, if I orchestrate this workshop, I can do it, and a week from now I can start the group that you want to have, come, you know, start it forming. Because it might be an ongoing group. It could be a woman's, you know, it could be something that's ongoing for you once a week where there'll be momentum and teaching. So let's think that. My feeling is it's there for you, for sure.
Okay. I guess that's my only question, though. Like, literally, I mean, it's literally, like, I need income coming in. I have nothing coming
mm-hmm.
in right now. And it's weird because there's so much coming in at one point,
mm-hmm.
and then it stopped because my body stopped.
Yeah.
Like, I had to stop, and so the flow just completely stopped. And I'm sure I was still in flow, but the flow of income stopped because of it. And so
that's
the only thing that right now I'm just like, well...
Mm-hmm.
You can't live off nothing.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Like,
I know. But it won't stop. I mean, the income will come. I mean, it's just right now, the second, you know, you're seeing a drop in it. But I know that you'll get back on to doing it comfortably. Okay, that's what you have to know. That if you go past comfort zone for your body, you're going to get sick again. So you have to know.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
So
you have to know.
You need to do the healing, so it's just like balance it off with the teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, like, you know, when I was I was a hypnotherapist, cranial sacral therapist, massage therapist. I've done all of it, you know. And the one when I was doing just massage, it was really on a physical level. Then I, of course, got my degree in cranial sacral, which is a little less work on your hand, for your hands. And I loved that work. So I actually started getting more clientele for cranial sacral, which is wonderful. So it was better on my body. And better on everything. And it was, I loved it because it was so, to me, it was the most amazing therapy I ever did. And so, and then I started teaching. So I really get that, you know, it became who I was. And I could step out of the massaging, in a sense, of physical work, and do more of the spiritual work, more the internal, intuitive work, you know, that you're
mm-hmm.
doing. And it's less stress on you, on your physical body.
Yeah.
So, and then now, you know, now I, you know, it's moving out all together. I just do more sessions on the phone and more, you know, that type of work. So I really get that we're moving, you know, out of those realms that hurt our physical body. It's funny when Sai Baba mentioned, somebody was asking Sai Baba about body work, and he said, oh, no need to touch.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. And everybody was like, really? You know, everybody was there, was so into the touching and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, no need to touch to heal. That's what he said.
That's what I've been doing. I haven't really been touching anybody except for just to give them the reassurance that I'm there.
Yeah, so you have been
even
doing
when
it.
They're in front of me. Yeah, so it's one of those things where, like, I'd much rather even do remote healing or just talk to someone. People just, and then even one of those things where people just shift because you're around them.
Mm-hmm.
They just shift.
Yeah,
I mean, they just
yeah.
all of a sudden just feel better, or all of a sudden just something happens. Someone around me said that they started seeing better, like mm-hmm. more clear.
Wow.
I was just astonished because that's just me being myself, and it's just my vibration. That's kind of like there's no exchange. It's just
mm-hmm.
a raising of vibration because you're around.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
so
do you still do sessions, like, though? You're still doing one-on-one sessions, then?
I am doing one-on-one
yeah.
sessions, and it's
mm-hmm.
interesting because kind of like someone comes in right when I need to pay rent or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Those kind of things. But it's not one of those things where I really want to be in a position where I can feel comfortable and feel as abundant as I'm trying to teach other people to feel. Because
mm-hmm.
otherwise I feel like it's almost me teaching other people that, yes, they can have this, they can have all this, and that they're the creators. And then here I am, like, not having it, you know?
Yeah, wedging yourself up. Well, okay, let's just go back, though, and rework how you are doing it, the work, so that you can protect yourself and also put yourself in a new place that's energized while you're doing
mm-hmm.
this work, okay? Because it could be that you stepped into the matrix of them taking from you, okay, taking your energy, and that's the matrix that you got into without knowing it, because now you're feeling it, right? You're feeling tired
mm-hmm.
and worn out. So you must be in the matrix that is allowing them to take your energy. So I want you to step over, even if it's two steps, over in a different space that is a new matrix of you doing the work and being energized, okay? So you can choose. I mean, what we get is that maybe we weren't clear on where it was the energy was coming from. Okay, so I have to say, just tweak it a little, because I know that one. I used to leave clients and throw up because I was taking
mm-hmm.
all their stuff, and I didn't know what was up, and it was new to me of the whole thing. And so I talked to a wonderful healer, and she said, oh, first of all, protection. I didn't really, know about that. And then she also told me things to do and how to separate from the body and all that. And so I started doing that. And sure enough, I never got sick again. So it really might be that you're not clear with every single, with the intention of what it is that's happening, so that you won't get invested in it that much, Because if you are an alchemist, and it sounds like you are, you shift energy by just being in the room. Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That's who you are. That's who you came to be. Is you and alchemists are just that. They can vibrate at the highest vibration. You put them in a room, a party, everything shifts and changes. Everybody feels
mm-hmm.
great around this person. That's an
alchemist. They're happier. Yeah.
Yeah, that's you. So that's who you are. That's the kind
mm-hmm.
of healer you are. But being an alchemist, you also are. You're vibrating. It's like if I put metal, okay,
mm-hmm.
if I put liquid metal in a cold glass of water, what would happen
mm-hmm.
to it? It gets hard, right? It gets affected.
Mm-hmm.
So you are getting affected by the energies that you're working with because of who you are. So you know, have to first know that that's who you are. You are this alchemist. You have an energy that vibrates high, that shifts things just by being. But you also have to know that you are affected, too. Because of who you are. So you have to, know that.
How do you stop that, though?
Yeah, That one's a good one. That one is like you have to send in, this is what I do. I send in, before I work on anybody, just send in my other person, the one that is the real. I can almost see it, it's like she has a different outfit on, she has a different dimension, and she is able to not get affected by anything. And I just send her. And then when I enter my room, if it's a one-on-one or even if I'm working on a phone, I'm already in the matrix of that energy and I'm fine. I'm neutral. And that's really ultimately what you have to get to know how to be neutral in the whole work that you do.
Okay.
To step aside from it and let it just kind of take its course. And so then you're not affected. But you still are being very genuinely there, but without all your tentacles out so that you get pulled in. It's like energy. It's like, oh, I can see it. So,
well, my clients will have these awful, like, releases.
Oh, really?
And
oh.
It's almost like they vomit on me.
Yes.
And they can just go on for hours and hours.
I know, Pooja. And I used to have people that would be in a corner in a fetus position, and one of my great teachers, she was my up-ledger cranial sacral teacher, and I was telling her, boy, everybody that gets on my table just, gets into, past lives, and they're, screaming and crying. And she said, this is what she said to me. Do you need to see that to believe that you are effective? And I went, wow. She said, yeah. And I got it. I did. I was new to, I was new, and I was thinking if they didn't go through these big things that I wasn't affecting them. I did. I had really, in my own network of thoughts, and I wanted to see this because I wanted to know I was really affecting them. And so so I did this. I purposely said, with this session, there does not need to have any big eruptions or disturbance, emotionals, but yet there will be big changes on a peaceful and beautiful experience for this person. And I would just state that. with every single person I would see, and I never, no one ever went into, you know, fetal positions anymore after that. But they all had wonderful, amazing experiences because I said it, I totally changed the vibration that I needed to see it. Because it's me, right? It's you and that person have signed up. But you have signed up to see something too, right? Because you are helping them. So that which that's what you have to think about. Did I do I really like to see, do I need to see that to validate what I'm is being effective? And I would guess yes, right? Because you're doing
happening.
It. Yeah, it's happening. It was happening, yeah. And you have definitely some subconscious energy that needs to see that, so believe that you're being this, you know, a good healer. So don't do that. You don't have to. You are still going to be an amazing healer, even if they just lay there and fall asleep. And that's what you have to know. And so if you get too attached by what they do to validate what you're doing, that's probably what's happening. So you have to, and once that detachment happens for you, you won't feel so tired either. Because while they're going through this experience, so are you.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Energetically, when somebody goes into their fearful, you know, past life, you know, crying, all that stuff, you go through it too. So that drains you too. You're going for a bigger, more intense, crazy journey than you really have to, or in a sense, that's necessary. My feeling is that it's interesting. You know, the more I studied everything, the more I realized that things happen at a subtle level. And the shifts are subtle and they are profound when they happen in a nice, soft way than when they happen in this really big, you know, crazy, emotional, almost weird space. It's a weird space because it's not something you can even tell anybody that happens, and it happens. So it doesn't necessarily have to happen that way. But my feeling is we have to be very clear about it. You know, because I mean, now I work on people and I'll work on them for 15, 20 minutes, the most. And they call me and they say, you know, that went completely away. The pain's all gone. And I don't know what you did. And I'm like, okay, that's great. You know, and it just happened. So I really think that it was also my accepting at this level that you are effective just by walking in the room, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, it's going to, I do see you're going to get together with your energy again and start juicing and take care of yourself really, really well. And you'll start, the people will come back, but I want you to address them differently and really state, I do not need to see, you know, emotional in any way for me to be validated. Just say it. And then universe, you'll see a quieter, more peaceful session happen for you. And you'll feel so much better too. I know you will.
Again, so you do see that improving.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a learning curve, right?
Yeah. Oh, I see the phone. I mean, I see the phone ringing. I see this weekend you being working. I mean, it's not going to end. No, not at all. But you have to, again, be very honest with how much you can do and how you're doing it, okay? So if
I think that's my biggest thing.
Yeah.
I really would like to spend 2 or 3 hours a day solely on myself. Just myself, my peace, my how I feel, you know, physical, everything, and then work. And I'd like to be in that pattern instead of having to work.
Well, again, that is the balance. That's what that balance card's about, you know, really. It's really about balance. So when balance comes up, it means that you haven't been very balanced. You've either been working too much and just giving it all away, not really doing what you like to do. If you want to go to take a dance class, do it, you know. If it's you want to just go for a hike and bike ride, I mean, fill up your cup really, really good, because the bigger you get, the more full you have to be. You have to be very, very grounded. I mean, the more people you work with, too. That's what we're learning to be. But that's what you're learning to be, you know. You have been a student, and now you're becoming the teacher. And the teacher is a different whole energy. You know, it really is. Yeah.
And you have to walk. You have to literally, like, you have to walk.
Yeah. And you know, that's all it is. That's all it is. But I do see the phone ringing. I see this. Actually, I could tell you Saturday you're going to be very busy. I see the phone ringing and you're like, okay, I can do this. I feel good, you know. And things will start to pick up and it's not the end, that's for sure. But in the process of now, right this second, start working on creating, you know, how this workshop is going to start to happen and form for you, so you don't have to be so, you know, one-on-one, and you could have it be a little easier for you, and teach. That's what you're ready to do. Yeah.
I do want to ask you one last thing. I know I've kept these for so long. Do you see me doing my healings in a different place? Or any all my work in a different place? There's a man who's offered to have me almost kind of move into his office and have, like, do not only my healings, but also do these workshops or do these, like, one-on-one mm-hmm. things that I'm doing with people. Is that a good way to go? Do you see that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and that's where it's going. Purpose, clarity, commitment, just pull the sustenance. Yeah. Let me just see. Divine guidance, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that is what you have to start to say yes to, because then the financial worry will be just gone. You can just do your work, you know?
Okay.
And you can set your appointments, and you can set your appointments and say, I'll do 3 or 4 days, or, you know, I'm going to have a workshop on Saturday, and we, you know, gear up to get people to sign up. And I see that happening, so it has to go in that direction where it can happen, right?
So he's the right person, the right place.
Is he a chiropractor?
He is. He's a really great guy. There's actually a really strong connection between
us. I really see this guy. I do. I see this guy around you really big time. I do. I saw him right from the beginning. I see him actually a big part of the spa. It's a developing relationship. That's where you're at right this second. But if I was going to read for the bigger picture, I see a lot of things around this man. I really do.
So there's a lot of good potential there?
Yeah, good energy all the way around. I do have a vibe that he's interested in you. I do have a vibe you're interested in him. I have a vibe it's like rarely down there, like in the ethers of both of you, right? But I do have a feeling that if you say yes to moving and being and working, yes, then things are going to move in a different direction. But feels good. Feels good. Don't be afraid of that one. That's absolutely.
I'm absolutely not. I'm just kind of waiting for him to kind of step up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Well,
be more, you know, be more visual, you know, call him, you know, check him, meet up with him, get around his field, and then things will move. I think that's ultimately what he's waiting for, is you. So.
Okay, cool. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Sounds good.
All right, sweetie. All right, well, talk to me soon, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi. Oh, well, wait a minute a second. I'm going to take
Hello.
Oh, hi. We're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Randy.
Hi, Randy. How are you today?
Hi, good.
Good.
I am putting on my first kind of workshop presentation tomorrow, and I'm kind of nervous. And I was expecting a small group, but now I'm, like, worried that it's going to be even smaller because one person's decided at the last minute you can't come. I don't know why, but I'm always worried about people not showing up.
Oh, yeah, let's not do that to ourselves. How about we see too many people coming?
I know.
Let's just shift that thought, okay? Because it really is an energy, right? And we get into it, we're like, oh, we're afraid nobody's going to call, nobody's going to come. So that's already kind of two-pointing you there. So let's have that. I'm going to see at least 8-10 people, right? Is that
okay.
good?
Okay.
All right,
that
good.
Sounds good.
Let's
Are you really
that.
Seeing that?
Maybe some. Yeah, I do. I see that. So let's say somebody has a friend that wants to come. I feel like there's a person that says, oh, I would love my sister to come or my best friend to come. So let's get that vibe going and see those people wanting to bring other people. So let's put that time. We're going to tune you into that frequency. All right. Yep, you're getting the calls. Okay. So the question is about the workshop. And, you know, the good thing is it's going to be a small group. It does feel like it can be more intimate.
Yes.
And you can affect more people when you are in a smaller group. People really feel like they got heard, they got taken care of, they got really the best teaching they can get. So I can see why maybe that's happening for you in the beginning, is that
okay.
It will be small, but small is great. You know, when I started teaching, I remember the first time, I think I wanted 24 people, and I think we had 12 people come. And I was teaching massage at the time, a long time ago. This was 20 years ago. And I remember thinking, oh, 12. But 12 was the perfect number because everybody could, you know, you know, do two and two, you know. And if
yes.
it was any more than that, it might have been an odd number and it wouldn't have worked. So I believe that, you know, you have to look at energy and how people match up. Because sometimes when you're doing work, they want to sit next to someone or do the work with someone else. So it has to be kind of an even kind of what goes into two, you know.
Okay.
So that's always a good thing to see that the universe is always working for you to kind of keep it in a good framework for everyone there so that they get the most of it. And then word of mouth happens, and that's what it feels like for me. It feels like those people that will be at your workshop really have the most wonderful experience.
Oh, good.
And they,
my goal.
I hear them. I hear them talking about it and telling their friends and really feeling like that was just awesome. They loved
that's
everything.
So cool.
It feels good. It feels really good.
That's what I care about most. I mean, if it would be nice to have a bigger group, but if I don't get the bigger group, as long as the people that do come are excited when they leave and they feel like they gained something from it.
It's great. It feels very intimate. I feel like you're all going to be sitting around having lunch and talking and really getting to know the people there. And it's going to be a really wonderful experience for everyone there. It feels really good. I feel like I'm at like an ashram kind of thing, you know. It feels like Reiki, really, like energy. It feels like a lot of wonderful experiences that people will start to have within themselves. So yeah,
I hope you're not picking up something else because I am going to a Reiki class.
Okay. Well, yeah, it could be that's where I'm picking up. But you are in this group, and it's wonderful. But no, the first thing I was feeling is this group, and it's really. Is it possible there are only women in this group? Okay, because that's what the vibe I'm getting. It's female. Very female who
it's
are
mostly,
in this group.
Mostly female, but there's a family coming, and the woman's supposed to bring her husband and her son.
Good. But it feels like the prominent energy in the room is female.
Yes.
So here's where I was sitting was like, this is interesting. But, yeah, they're definitely the vibration of female energy is big around you, so it's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, and I get that's a good thing. I feel like, you know, the intuition, the kind of vibration that female energy has is really important for you. It will help you. It will really help move things through faster. And being the first time you're going to be doing this, it's going to be a benefit to have that around.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I get that it's just going to be a great experience. I don't get it's going to be like, it feels like six or eight.
Six now?
six or eight. I keep getting a flash here. So it could be maybe someone wasn't sure they were going to come, and I don't know. It feels like
that's my concern. I don't want to.
Don't worry about that. Because
really?
Even if it was six, it's still a good six. You know what I mean? It's the sound six that are going to show up. They're really going to have a really big and beautiful
experience.
Because
I was supposed to originally have 15.
I know. Well, you know, we have to be. That's not a good number.
Really?
15, not. No, you can't divide it into two.
Well, I could put three. I could put groups of three together. That's okay.
I know, but three is not even when children. If there's three children together, not a good vibe. Yeah,
yeah,
not good. Yeah, two is good. Two is good. Two feels really good. And if it's two for you, you're gonna go. Okay, it's the way it's supposed to be. It feels like two. So it could be eight. You know, I'm going to go with the eight because I want that for you. And so I'm going to push it so somebody's going to know somebody.
Why do people say they're coming and then they don't come?
I know.
it's
just life. You know, life happens. But I always know that the ones that did come are the ones they're supposed to. And that's all you have to let go of is your expectation of the number and all that. Because
that's
really
my attachment. That's what I keep focusing on. I'm like, stop it already. It doesn't matter.
You want to be excited about it, right? And then you get excited. Then you get worried over the excitement. And that's a bad energy right there, that worried state. So stay with the excitement energy of it. You know, jump up and down and say, it's going to have a great time. And no matter who shows up, they're going to show up. They are. I know
it. And the people who show up are going to have a great time. That's all I care about.
Oh, that's what I feel. Yeah, it feels like they're really going to enjoy everything. They're going to really get into it. It feels really good to me. But, you know, I get that this is new. So let it be what it is supposed to be. It's your time to learn how to be the teacher, right, in this particular area. So let's just let that be, you know, what it is for everybody there as a new experience. Yeah. And that you can enjoy, you know. Yeah. So I wouldn't worry. I see it happening. And I do see you doing another workshop pretty quickly after that one. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, I do.
Do you see me doing it? I'm going away this summer. Is that when where you see me doing it? Like in the...
Yeah, it feels like not you know, within the next month or two, you know, it feels like there's another one in the future that you're going to, and that is going to be a better one, and it's going to keep, it just keeps giving me a circle, like it involves, like it's a snowball kind of thing, so it really feels good that if I go a month to 2 months, I see you doing this 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, I see a steady focus of energy coming your way, so it's going to snowball, and that's a good thing. So it's, in a sense, moving. It's going to vibrate high, so it's going to start collecting and attracting people.
Sounds good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks so much.
I keep a high vision for you, sweetie.
All right, I appreciate that.
Okay, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Hi, who are we talking to? Heart and Soul. Hi.
Hi, Frida.
Hi. How are you
who
today?
Are you?
I'm good.
I'm fine,
good.
Thank you.
What was your name?
Frida.
Frida, hi Frida.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm okay.
You're
and
okay?
You?
I'm good. Have any one particular thing we want to zone in on?
Well, I am taking Reiki class very soon, 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if it's going to heal myself also.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. When you get, in a sense, infused with the Reiki energy, you start to vibrate at a higher level. That's what Reiki is all about, really. So let's see. Oh, it says say yes, first card, and then create.
Uh-huh.
Blow off some steam, it says. And be courageous. That's what it says. Be courageous and blow off some steam. That's interesting. And decorate. Interesting. And clean up your mess. When clean up your mess happens, it means that you are in the process of cleaning.
I understand all that. It's because I want to move. Excuse me. I want to move.
Mm-hmm.
And where I am right now, it is a mess. And
oh, really?
I'm not going to be doing my Reiki sessions here. Just that way.
Oh,
do you see the move?
Yeah, well, if you know, that's what you're doing. And it does say decorate, be courageous, so which would mean that maybe you will be being courageous and stepping into a new business and doing the Reiki, so you'll have to decorate a new place. So
yeah.
It does feel like that's coming definitely around you. Then it says get over yourself. Okay, now that's an interesting, if to show you the picture, it's a person looking at themselves, and the other self looks in like it's in the dark. So like I'm seeing this person that's very bright, and when it looks at itself, it sees itself in the dark. So when you get over yourself, you get merged in to the true self, the one that's really you, the one that is that bright self. It's not the one that's in the mirror. It's the one that's you. So a lot of times when get over yourself, it is what is happening for you. It's kind of rising above the situation that you have put yourself into. And they call them memes. Memes are like somebody told you something about your body, and now you believe it. And the thing is, I always say, you know, before you actually got your diagnosis, you were actually better off than you did when you got your diagnosis, and now you're living with this meme of this particular ailment. So we have to move out, and that's what it feels like you're doing, is moving away from in the belief of what they tried to put on you, in a sense, in your own body, but which is not true, because it's only what you say is true is what's true, right?
I am supposed to be getting in 2 weeks a biopsy done for cancer. So,
mm-hmm.
Wondering if
That is what we're doing. So to get over yourself is to not look at the dark place within the possibility of this cancer. And to me, I'm not getting. Let me just go through your body 1 sec, okay? Okay. No, I'm not seeing anything. I am not seeing anything, but when I cut around to your thyroid, it felt big. It felt like it's working really hard. So it could be a condition that they need to check when you, is to check your thyroid out. Because sometimes thyroid conditions actually feel like really low energy, you know, you just can't get out of your own way. So I want you to check that out, because that was the first thing that popped out at me.
I just got blood work done, so...
Okay, good.
All that.
And maybe that's, you know, that's all it is. If you can get on the right thyroid medication, you're going to feel like $100. It's just really amazing the difference that you'll feel when you have enough thyroid hormone going on in your body. And then I'm getting, okay, all right. So the first thing that came up is that the stress came up big time around your whole body and your whole system. And when change happens, like menopause and things like that, it puts the body in a stressful state. So when, let's say, your cortisol levels are high and your thyroids are off and, you know, all that stuff can really make you feel really, really bad. And so sometimes they're not even looking at addressing that, especially for women. They think you're depressed and they think you've got this and that. My feeling is that that is where you're going to find most of your answers, is if you get more, go towards a bioidentical doctor that's dealing with women and hormones. That really feels like once, and it says take no offense. That's interesting.
Had a hysterectomy.
Uh-huh. That's why I'm getting all that. Now, did they put you on medication? Or?
Yes.
They did.
But I was missing estrogen, so they had to give it to me by cream.
Okay. And you're still doing it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That really feels more to me what is going on for you. I still don't think they got you right on the balancing that, you know. But because if your thyroid is off, then the estrogens and the progesterones are going to be off too. So that could be why they're still not getting it right, you know. Might take a little tweaking of what they gave you to actually feel better.
Well, I definitely can't wait because...
Can I ask you a question? Do you like your doctor?
I have trouble to trust him. He's misdiagnosed me twice, and I needed surgery.
Mm-hmm.
No, he doesn't seem to believe in me much, and for waiting 8 years to send me a C-specialist and then need surgery on my shoulder. From an accident, you know.
Yeah, I would not settle for that, though. I really wouldn't. I mean, no, you have the right to. Yeah, I mean, if there is any way that you could find an alternative doctor that's really going to look at you as a whole.
I wish I could. I had a malpractice done also in my back.
Mm-hmm.
It caused nerve damage.
Okay. Well,
medication for that.
Mhm. So, it feels like you have gotten into the paradigms of the medicine community, and how we look to them to heal ourselves, to heal us. And they really don't have any more information than they were studied. They study what they know. They know what they know, but they don't really look a lot of times. I mean, in the 15 minutes or 10 minutes that they see you. They're not addressing you or knowing you, and that's what I think is the connection that you have to have or should have with the healer that you're working with, someone that really is on your side. And if you don't feel that, then it's a good idea, if you could, to look around and to find someone else that's connected to what your belief system is about healing. Like if you're a natural path, or you like, you know, to take vitamins and naturals, and you do meditation and do things that make you really feel good, then and this doctor's trying to give you, you know, a painkiller or something to make you sleep, then he's not addressing you as a whole, you know. So I really want you to try if you can. I mean, put the vibe out there and ask people who they go to and who they like and see if possibly there could be a shift. Because I do think that if you shifted the care you're under, you will get better, I mean, completely. And a lot of times what we have to do is not give them 100% of our care, because we have to take back at least 100% and start healing ourselves at that real strong, deep level. Because a lot of the healing happens within ourselves, right? It happens in our own spirit. It happens with us letting it go. It happens with us, you know, grabbing hold of our true self, the one that really is in us that wants to be better, you know? And that is ultimately our job. No one can do that for you, you know?
That's why I want Reiki. The Reiki
is going to...
Yeah,
the Reiki is going to be wonderful.
A good healer also.
Absolutely, because of your experiences. You know, every time you, if you think about it, every single experience that you have that leads you to that real spiritual knowing about yourself makes you a better healer, because you've been there. You've been down the dark roads, and you can understand other people at a deeper level than anybody else because of where you have been. So, yeah, it makes you a really wonderful healer when you have your own experiences that you have, you know, in a sense, worked through. So, yeah, I do see that coming your way. I do. I see that this Reiki will be the turning point for your healing. And you will start to get a hold of the healer that lives inside of you, that really is the one that knows what to do. And you will start listening to that voice that says, you know, I got to get out there. I got to take a walk. I got to get fresh air. I take my vitamin D. You know, I got to meditate every, you know, it's going to start to tell you what to do to start feeling better, you know. And
I'm also a medium, and after I do a mediumship reading, I'm very, very low. Like, I can't do more than two mm-hmm. in a week, or I'll be sick.
Oh, yeah. So does the energy stay around you?
I'm an empath a lot, so...
Okay. Mhm.
And there's some people that want to try to see if I could work with missing people, which I've done that before, but and murder case, but very, very difficult.
Oh, I know. I couldn't do it myself.
Because of the visions that I see, I feel, I hear,
mm-hmm.
and I just know that's very, very hard.
So, yeah, on a physical level, it drains you. Sure. And again, you're working on, you know, because what I thought when I was going to work with the police department myself, I started picking up these energies that were really not enlightened beings anymore. These were energies that were murderers, and, you know, they were negative. And I would
yeah.
be woken up in the middle of the night with them standing in front of my bed, you know, and thinking, oh, scared the shit out of me. I was like, okay,
yeah.
that's not what I don't really want to do this. I don't want to be that open where any energy can just come into me. I really have my boundaries set really good. And so I would recommend that you do that for yourself, you know,
yeah.
And really allow only the highest vibration energy.
Too.
Yeah, because it's not good for
it's
you.
Belief, but it's really... It's too much, because when I do a reading and you got the bucket in your hands, feeling you're going to be sick while
wow.
you're doing the reading.
Yeah.
Very powerful.
Yeah, that's not, you know, so we really have to shift. Like the last girl who was a healer too, and she was getting pulled and taken, in a sense drained in her therapies. We really have to look at what we're doing and what we're offering as a service. If you know, that means you have to first put yourself, your physical body, and your guides around you, in a sense, to protect you, number one, from any energy that could, in a sense, hurt you in any way. And so for me, that's real clear. Just do that. Make sure that's a statement of fact before you ever, you know, journey into someone doing a reading. Because being a medium is wonderful, and to me, when I do my readings, I do, of course, if someone's coming through, I can see them. But I really get that I have to know that I have my boundaries, and that no energy that is not for the highest good for myself and that person I'm working with is allowed to come through. That's it. So, you know, and that's as clear as you can. Yeah.
I don't know if you receive it like me, but when I receive it, it's like I feel like they're in my body.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Whatever emotions that that person had before their passing, I receive it all.
Yeah, yeah. So you're like my friend Elena. She is a medium for the police department, and she physically feels it and tastes the blood, and she Wow. Yeah, that one's a tough one because how do you not get physically involved in that particular reading? You know, it's impossible.
I really do. And the last one I did, I was gonna go to the police and tell them and all that, but my boyfriend says don't, because it happened here in Canada, and he's in fear for our life, for our safety, because it was even in the paper that there was psychic investigating in this case. People don't, like, don't shut up, put it that way, and the only way that I could do a reading is by voice. But the people,
and he was afraid. Yeah, I don't feel around you that that's a problem. I think that on more of a physical level for yourself, that's what I would be more concerned with. And it's not draining you. My friend Elena also got very, very sick. I mean, she just got so sick that she was in the hospital. They didn't know what was wrong with her. But she had so much. I mean, this is what I think. And eventually they found out what it was, and she got over it. But I think that because you're so empathetic, that you have taken on all the readings, all the experiences, and in an internal way, it has affected your balance in your body, you know? So that's what we have to, you know, we have to see it differently and ask the, I mean, ask your guides, this is something that you have to work with more, ask your guides what level, what dimensional level you can go to where you will not be affected. So let's say it's like I'm seeing level 16, so it's telling me 16. So if I say to you, can you go to 16? And you'll know, your whole spiritual, in a sense, body knows what 16 is. So I say, go to 16, wait until you get there, and then do your readings from level 16. It's a whole nother vibe. You're going to not feel it. You're going to see your physical body experiencing what it is, but you're not going to physically feel it. Okay, do you know that feeling? It's like, I'll do that. I'll do a reading, and I can, like, I just did a reading, and I saw this gentleman, and he had, like, lung issues, and I felt like, I felt myself feel, like, really tight-chested for about a second, and I knew.
See,
So it's like an pneumonia feeling. But then I let it come in, and then I push it back out. So don't.
Well,
like,
that's what I had to do, and I had to ask her not to give it to me so strong, but leave it there so I know she was still with me.
Well, there could be another way, though. It could be more like, I'll allow you, you can talk to me or tell me information through hearing, or, you know, through my third eye, or I can see it. Like, you know, I always say it's like on my right side, and it's like right over here, you know, like way in my peripheral vision that I see things. So I always give it a dimension that's comfortable for me to see. And then I hear, and then I just hear what they're having to say. So if you can rearrange it, almost like mainstream your gift so that your body doesn't have to be so affected. Because I feel like that's what's draining you. That's what's totally getting your body out of balance and hurt, in a sense. We don't want to hurt you anymore, you know? We want you here and powerful and strong and feeling really good, you know? And then you can be, you know.
When I was 16 years old, when the first trauma that I've heard of, when my uncle fell down a roof and broke all his legs and all that really bad, it, when I heard the news, it paralyzed me.
Yeah,
I literally
really
just started
it.
To paralyze. So they brought me to the hospital. They didn't know what was wrong with me, and gave me a needle so that I could unparalyze and tell me that I was lucky. I don't know. I guess maybe I was feeling his feelings.
Absolutely. But, well, you are. You empathize so deeply that your body becomes the vehicle to experience what it is that person went through. That's tough. That's not so. So let's see if we can find a new way to get the information that kind of goes in a different direction outside of your body. All right? So is there a place? Look, here you are. Okay, so let's say we're going to do a reading. And I say, okay, if you go to level 6, or say dimension level 6, I'm going to give you a level. And I know you know where that is. And so I'm going to give you a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, you're going to go and I'm going to put your 6 bodies outside of yourself. 1, 2, 3, all the way up to the 6. So you're all the way through in level 6. There you go. Okay, so there you are. You are not in your body. You are in level 6. And you can observe and see what it is that you is coming to you. All right? There you go. All right, good. And now, I just want you to kind of use that place, a new place, to read from, and you know, and to get information from. So what would it look like? You can create the new room. That's what I'm going to say. It looks like a room. And so you can create how you're going to get the information. So you can see it, or you can hear it, or you can... I think more seeing and hearing for you. Let's program you to see and hear more the other side than have to experience it. So we're just going to see... And here. All right, there you go. All right, good. All right, that looks good to me. So let's try that out. Let's try that new place for yourself to read from, okay? Because I see that if you didn't shift this a little bit, it's going to make yourself more sick, okay? So let's try a different way, because I always think that if physically is hurting you, it's not the way, it's not going to help anybody if it's not helping you, right? And think of it that way, right? It's an empowering thing. We're supposed to be helping someone, you know, have closure or find information or whatever. But if in the process we're hurting ourselves, it's not a win-win, right? So we want it to be a win-win for everybody. So let's see if we can go to Dimension 6, try the readings from there, ask that you will only hear and see and not have to physically experience it, okay? See if you can just... It's almost like I want you to look at yourself like you're in a machine, okay? So step into this radionic machine. And around you, there's all little dials. And I want you to program the radionic machine to look the way that is comfortable for your body. So if you're going to do a reading, you're going to say, I can hear, 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 hear. Or I can see. There you go. And there you go. You can step into this place, and that's how you'll get the information. And it will be clearer and cleaner. All right, because to me this has to be rearranged in you for you to stay healthy. Okay,
yes.
So let's do that, as I know that the Reiki will help you, and you'll be a fantastic person to do the Reiki. But you will also have to know not to be empathetic when you're working on somebody. You know,
yes.
Yeah. Because then you'll just gonna you're gonna just take on all their stuff for them. They'll feel great, and you'll feel sick. So that's not good.
Yeah.
Protection's a really important thing. Now, do you have a guide that you use for protection? You have one that you...
I never normally ask. Well, I ask my guides, but I also ask Archangel. Michael.
Oh, me too, yeah. Michael's my favorite. Michael always is with me all the time. He's number one. He always shows up. And then I have my other guides, and also my my ancestors. I call them in, and they stand around me all the time. And sometimes, you know, I even say, you know, if there is another person that, or energy that I need to have around me that I don't even know, bring them to me now. So really do your protection, because I really don't see that if you continue, especially if you're going to go towards Reiki, it's a really, as a person that picks up on a physical level at these deep levels that people are experiencing, it could be not so good for you. So let's just... maybe they'll show you, and I'm hoping that this teacher that you're going to go to has good ways to teach you how to be protected, how to stand separate from that person you're healing, but affect them in a positive way. It's almost like you have to see yourself. And this is interesting, okay? Can you do this for me? picture a bee outfit. Okay, you know when people are out there and the bee and they're you know have bees. I want you to step into an outfit that looks like that. Okay.
Okay.
Got it on? The mask. Yes. Okay. And now in the center of that bee outfit, just have like a beam of light coming from your heart, and now to you from your third eye. And now bring from your third eye all the energy down into the heart. And now you open it up, and there you go. So now you are physically protected, and you are open, and you're seeing through your heart, and you're experiencing things, but you're almost like a beautiful fountain that comes through you and out of you. Okay, that's it. Now, I want you to wear that outfit before you do any mediumship, before you do the Reiki, before anything. Put that outfit on and see if you feel differently. You will still you'll still be able to see what you see, but you'll be physically protected, okay? I love my bee outfit, yeah, because I absolutely was like you, and I was getting sick and throwing up, and I was just like, after 25 years of doing this, I realized that wasn't fun, you know?
Well,
and then they were, you know, so I really had to learn and get serious about what it was and who I am so that I don't get, you know, you have to know this is who you are. You are empathetic. I can't even watch TV because if I watch somebody get hurt, I physically feel it. Do you feel that too?
Yep.
I mean, I physically feel if somebody gets shot, I feel it in my body. I can't watch TV. I do not watch it. I don't even, I watch the cooking station because I know I can't get hurt there, you know. So
I really just hate all the negatives.
Yeah, so you have to know that's who you are. So make sure you protect and don't do any of the things that keep you, in a sense, experiencing all the negative vibes. You really do. That suit is a wonderful stepping into it before you do any of your work, protecting, do it differently, and you will feel better, and it won't beat you up, in a sense. Because I don't want that for you. I want you to go out and be them. You are a wonderful medium, and you're doing great work. But if it's hurting you, it's not supposed to be that way, you know. This gift is not supposed to hurt you, you know what I mean? It's supposed to help others and, in a sense, heal you, too. So to me, that's when I know that I need to be taught a new way. That's all, you know. I mean, I get that. Sometimes we get stuck in a pattern of how we've been doing things, and we think it's the only way, but it really isn't. So I know there is a new teaching, and I'm glad you're going to the Reiki. And I want you to really talk to this woman and say, this is who I am. What would you recommend on how not to pick up on the energies of people? And see what she says, you know. So learn from everyone. And then you'll find the one that really feels right to you, you know.
Okay.
The bee suit really felt really right for me. So
I like that.
Yeah, uh-huh. That one is like that. I love bees. You know, I could really picture it really beautifully.
I would put myself in a bubble, but it's not the same as the bee suit. I like the bee suit.
The bee
better.
Suit works really well for me. And I could physically see it and feel it. And when I have it on, I can see the white gloves. I can feel the mask. You know what I mean? I can really feel it. So.
Yeah.
That's when it's really going to work for you, when you can really feel what the protection is for you. And that's it, you know. So, sweetie, call me. Let me know how it goes. I'd love to hear how the Reiki works for you. And I will keep a high vision that, you know, that you're just going to move through this on this physical level. And really, like, that's where I get. You have to really step out of that physical body and all the memes that they have told you and just throw them in the trash, you know. Because none of them...
I feel much better now.
Yeah, good.
I feel much better. Thank
Great.
You so much.
Thank you, love. And I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hi.
Hi.
This is Jim.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm good. I'm totally was impressed with your last reading. Thank goodness you were there to help her.
I know. Boy, you know, but this is about
she's doing
that,
such
isn't
good
it?
Work
you know,
and all that pain from the work, because I think I'm empathic, and
mm-hmm.
Initially I thought it was depression, and I was doing a lot of nursing home shows and stuff, and I would come home, I'd feel good when I went in, and then I would be like burdened, and I can't watch TV either.
I know, it's terrible, isn't it? But, you know, that's the good thing. We have to know who we are, and then we have to monitor what we allow in our world. I mean, you know, really, I have to say it. My husband experienced it. My husband had gone on the other side. He had a massive heart attack, and he died for a short time, and he came back. And he is more sensitive since he's had that journey to negative anything, negative people, negative TV. He doesn't barely watch TV at all. I mean, unless it's something we know it's going to be a positive feeling. He just got really sensitive to it. So I really think that we have to be honest about who we are and not put ourselves out there in the places that could hurt us, you know? So what do you do? How do you protect yourself?
I use Archangel Michael.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm a developing, well, you know, I wasn't born a psychic, so or I might have been born empathic, but I didn't realize it until maybe October of last year.
Uh-huh.
And so I've been really, you know, I'm like a machine when I get my mind set on something, and I've been reading and developing, and so I'm on this path of new psychic development, and I'm still not having any vision, although I've had somebody who was a Reiki master. I dated this psychic, so she got me into all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
She's fine. I love people, and I've always been, my heart has always gone out to the community and
mm-hmm.
helping people.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just a deeper path that I'm on now.
Just a deeper, is it more of a personal kind of uncovering, or do you feel like you're just in the beginning of it, or
my heart is very, I don't know, like today I felt like go to the nursing home and lay your hands on people and try to heal them.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, now that could be wonderful, but that could really wake
you. But I had a little bit of fear about it, and
mm-hmm.
because I don't feel like I'm ready to do that. But I feel that's, you know, that I feel like, well, I write music, and it's spiritual music, and so it moves people, and so in that development, I've already, you know, touched people and their lives.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, like, psychically trying to develop, and I'm unsure what my path is.
Okay, I'm going to pull some cards while you talk, okay?
Okay.
I just pulled Fill the Well, Say Yes, and Call Your Spirit Home. Open your heart, which it sounds like you are, and have fun. So those are all really on the same kind of energy path, like fill the well, which is your spiritual well. Say yes, which means, you know, when you say yes to anything, like I am available, I'm open, then things can manifest for you. So that feels really good to me. And then call your spirit home. Calling your spirit home is just like what we were talking about. It's really just being honest with who you are and how it is that you connect to your spirit. So calling your spirit home would mean that you have a way, and you know, it's funny, when I did work with this Native American woman, she would actually get into the room and she would say, you know, with her stick, she would scream, I call my spirit home, really loud, you know, and like, wow, that, when you did that, when she had everybody do it and scream, I call my spirit back, it was like immediately I was really strong in my body. It was amazing. So maybe that would be helpful for you. Have some real strong, powerful, like key words or key energies that connect you quickly to that bigger self. Okay? Because it could be, that could be as simple as just saying it to the universe, I call my spirit home. And that's it. Then there you are. Then go from there and work from there. Because there might be something you need to do to have yourself be more protected, not get drained, and also keep your heart open. So this is a good one for me. I picture my third eye, and I open it up, and I see the light, and it's like it has many colors, purples and greens, and I, you know, just focus on that light. And then I bring it down.
You don't have any light.
You don't have any light. Okay.
I don't, you know, I really have searched for my guides and my angel, or my guardian angel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so,
I have I just told me to do this for you. So you are more a vibrational healer, okay? Because do you hear sounds? Like if I say...
I write music, so sound is very...
Sound is really important. Oh, great. Okay. So you know that now, when a long time ago, I did this vibrational work where we did ohms and we did different sound ohms. Where we go, you know, high-pitched ohm, which is your third eye popping, and then you do a lower vibrational ohm, which is more like that third, you know, that throat chakra sound, like it's a real ohm sound. And then you go down deeper, lower, lower, and that low opens up the lower chakras. So try some vibrational energy work, because that would be probably the way that you will really get the most experience to right connect you right away is vibrational work. So if there are some vibrational tapes where you could listen to the ohms, the sounds, there was actually a beautiful tape I used to listen to, and it was called Ohm, that was the name of it. And it was, you could, you know, follow according to the chants that they have. So chants might be really a really powerful thing for you to do, and that might focus you and let you go deeper. Because that's how, you know, everybody has a doorway to their soul that they connect to. So for me, it's very visual. For you, it's more sound. So let's do that for yourself every day. Maybe this, you know, the bowls, the singing bowls?
Yes, I was
the Buddha bowl, yeah. That would be really helpful too, or sound vibrational work like that. So music, yeah, for sure, but using more the tones of the sounds, because I play the piano, and the sound of it takes me into the piece. You know, I just close my eyes and I let the music come through me. So I'm seeing that for you, that that's a way to connect, to really connect on a vibrational level. So try the ohms. So you would, you know, start really high. You'd be going ohm, and then you go really high, you know, where it's coming kind of out of your nose, you know, really. And then you bring it down and kind of get into the throat chakra. So just play with the range of the sound of the ohm, okay?
Do you see me sing?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I do, yeah. Well, that's why it will be really beneficial for your voice, too, to get that sound out of you, you know, because sound is your healing. See, everybody has their purposeful, you know, life that they're going to live, and you have this beautiful sound that you bring to people that brings them to a higher vibration. So it's through singing, it's through music. I do see that even through movement in some way, you know, that you will kind of touch people and have that be your way, or your kind of teaching for people. Sounds, yeah, and have fun. And it feels like it's really in fun that you're going to be doing this. Clear the fog came up. Have you been feeling like you have been in the fog? I mean, that's a good question, isn't it?
Well, when you're unsure of your path and mm-hmm. what you're, actually trying, you know, like when I try to see, I'm unsure what I'm actually trying to see.
Right, because, yeah, you're just kind of, but in that, then you're letting it unfold and to be what it's supposed to be. Because that's a hard one for a lot of healers, to just see what they see instead of making it, you know. The Matrix is all about that too. Make sure you work and you let it show itself to you. So if you're working with someone and all of a sudden around that person you see a snake, you know, you just accept that snake is here to help you and to aid you, or you see a baby doll or you see whatever. It's really interesting because the Matrix allows you to get to believe what you see instead of creating it, you know, yourself. So I always think that that's a new way to work the mind and not have it control everything, but have the, in a sense, the vision of what you see be really the truth of it, and not question that anymore. It's like, do we question, you know, if we get a voice coming, you know, sometimes we say, I don't know if that's a voice or if that's, I must have made that up. I hear people say, I'm like, so you just make things up like that? I mean, you have to believe that what you see is really guiding you in some direction. And belief has a lot to do with just letting it go, you know, letting it go, letting it be. Let's see, it says, clear the fog, and then it said, give it to God. That was the next card. And don't sweat the small stuff, it's saying. Don't sweat the small stuff. That's a good one, isn't it? You know, just to really, and then just laugh. So through your abilities of being humor and finding the fun and finding the joy and the laughter is your healing, you know, is what heals people, you know, really does. Making people laugh and telling them funny stories, that is a way, to me, to truly touch the hearts and the minds of more people than you know. You know, really. So if that's your calling, that's a beautiful one. That's even more profound because you're dealing on a level that most people can connect with, you know, is humor, mm-hmm. stories, laughter, music. Those are all a beautiful level of entry. You know, when you work as a medium, it's like you have to first, the people that come to you have to first believe in it. They have to be open about it. You know, there's lots of stuff that has to happen for that particular, you know, journey to unfold for you. But for you, I feel like it's affecting the world. I feel like a vibration that's affecting the world. And it goes in at such a sweet level and a lovely level that everybody can accept it. So that's good. That's wonderful. It almost feels like the music is the way for you to touch the hearts and to open the souls and to keep people at a high vibration. It really is. And laughter big time. And it says be patient. Yeah, and that's right where you are, isn't it? You're right in the be patient stage. And that's a tough one. I can hear the kind of wondering about it. Yeah, be patient is not easy to handle when you want to know.
Very patient. I've waited 50 years.
I know. It's just saying be patient. You know, but that could be like in our framework. We're saying, but I've been doing this for 2 years, you know, and that might not. No, they're saying, well, 5 years, you know. And I've been doing this for 25 years. Yeah, I've been doing this since I was in my 20s and I'm close to 50.
No, but you're really good.
But, you know, it's only because I have, and like you, have had this experience of being the student. You know, and really being in, I still feel much like the student, actually. I always feel like the student because I'm always open to learning something new. And that's ultimately what you will probably be doing, is learning something new and then from there going to someplace else and learning something else. But you have to wait until it comes to you. It feels right. So if it's vibrational energy or something that sounds really like an empowering thing for you to go do, it will come and find you. It's like Sai Baba. Sai Baba came to me. I didn't go looking for my guru. He came to me in dreams, and the next thing I know, I'm sitting in front of him, and there you go. You know, so I really got that. Yeah. And so I get that. Things have to come to you. You have to be patient. And you could never even, like, you know, here I was in Rhode Island. I was living in Rhode Island. I was 25. And I started having dreams of this guy with, I had no idea who a guru was. I mean, you know, I was this Catholic girl. I mean, I had no idea. And I was getting, you know, these amazing dreams of this guy with this afro and orange, and I didn't know what it was. And the story was that, you know, I talked to a friend of mine who turns out to be a Sai Baba devotee, who I never even knew because I was telling him about these dreams, and he said, "Patty, that sounds like Sai Baba." I'm like, "Who's Sai Baba?" You know, and so he sends me a picture and a book, and I opened the book and I literally fell to the ground. I was in such shock because that was the guy in my dream.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was like, whoa. I mean, I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't know what to do with this. This was too, you know, wild, you know. So he had given me, this is a funny, he gave me a picture of him. And it was a little picture, like a pocket-sized picture. And I was healing at the time. And I put the picture above on the top of my massage table. I stuck it with a pin on top of the massage table so that people could see him, you know. And I just had him up there so I could take a look at him. And because I had such a feeling and a connection with this energy, it was bigger than I can ever even explain. And so I started working. All of a sudden, I started seeing these little droplets of things coming out of the picture. And it was Vibhuti that was coming out of my photograph. And it was landing on my patients. And I was like, oh, my goodness, look at this. I didn't even know what that was, right? What's Vibhuti? So I told my... talked to my friend, and I said, you know, this is going on. What's going on? And he said, oh, that sounds like Vibhuti. Now, all along, I have nothing. I have no idea what anything is. It's just happening, and I'm trying to figure it out, you know? And so I had this knowledge. I had this experience, and I still was having these dreams. And, you know, it was just taking me to these beautiful places of bliss when I was in front of him. And these dreams were taking me to a whole, and I could see myself in this, Indian outfit. I was just beyond what I could understand. And really, within the year, I ended up, my friend who I talked to was going to India. And he said, Patty, would you like to come? I'm going to be going to see Sai Baba. Would you like to come? I'll pay for you to go. And I just said, you're kidding, right? And he's like, no. And I said, yeah, okay, I'll go. And so, here I go. You know, I had to break down my business for 3 weeks because it's such a long way. And I did it, you know, and I ended up, and I remember the first moment I just sat, you know, I get to India. I sit, you know, in of course, India, they have, like, you know, all the women on one side, all the men on the other side. And I'm sitting there, and he looks at me, Sai Baba, and I have, like, this biggest smile. I can't believe that I'm looking at him in real physical form, and he's looking at me, and he throws a handful of candy at me. I mean, it hits me like bullets, you know. And there's, like, 5,000 people, and he's just staring at me, you know. And I'm getting, like, hi. I can't even explain it. I felt like giddy and laughing, and yet I was filled with such bliss. I couldn't even experience it fully because it was just overwhelming. And so that was my first day in India, and it was just for the most profound journey I have ever been on. But little did I have any clue. That's what I was trying to get to. You will not know any of it. It will just unfold for you. And that's the most beautiful way it's supposed to be, you know? Because if we try to create it in any certain way, that we, you know, we'd be creating it in a very safe way, you know, really comfortable, and we would never experience any of these amazing things that we could do if we just don't, if we just kind of be with it and be in the patience and be in the unfolding. And that's what it feels like for you. It feels like things are going to start to unfold for you and then will lead you into these amazing places. And you're just going to go, wow, I couldn't have even imagined this one, you know? And so
right.
That is
kind of amazing, but I don't have any music on. It's like I'm so close to dancing, but, you know, the music hasn't started yet.
Oh, well, you know, do you write music? Is that something
yes,
that you do?
Yes,
so.
I'm an ASCAP award recipient this year for 2011.
Mm-hmm.
I was recognized out of New York, and yes, I write and produce and play the piano, probably not as well as you do, but
oh,
I do play fairly well. I play it well enough to accompany myself.
Yeah. And so you're just waiting for that one piece that's going to propel you into the world.
Oh, I have lots
yeah.
of pieces that have yeah. already propelled me. Money isn't necessarily my, you know, of course I want money. You know,
mm-hmm.
everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
Only just so that it's a means to living well. But it's not why. It hasn't been my whole life, so I kind of do everything out of my heart and love, and I write music that's love and peace and harmony, and
mm-hmm.
And I have some really great music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm bragging on myself. I just really do. God has.
Well, I believe you. I know you do. I do. I can hear it almost. You know, it really feels really good to me. Like, I'm, like, vibing here, and I'm feeling like, oh, I really like, you know, so I really am getting, like, I keep getting, my guide is laughing right now. He's saying, well, tell him what's the problem then. So I think that's so funny. He's laughing, he's telling me, so what's the problem? So the wildest thing is it feels like, you know, you have experienced yourself at a high vibration. And I think right now, and I'm going to say this, we are getting bored with the vibration that we had been in. And yet we're not seeing that we have really, we are, and you are, and the people that have been calling are really at high vibrations in a normal, I'm going to use the word normal because I really don't know what that looks like anymore. But I do know there is a normal somewhere in the world that we are different than, right? You know, do you get that one too? Like, we're just so, we just, think of ourselves as normal, but we're really not. We really have entered into and have been living a very high vibration life. So we're a little bored right now. I feel like that's ultimately what I'm hearing. And I've been feeling that too, I have to say. Okay, what, you know, where, when, how can it just be bigger and more, you know, more every day, every minute, you know, that minute, yeah.
I want this not just for me, I want it for everybody, you know, it's like.
I hear you, I know. And really, that's what we're doing, though, that is what we're doing as we start to talk about it and to vibrate at it and to really incorporate, like you said, to go when you feel the need to go to that, you know, elderly housing and to do some work, do it, you know. And that was really what I got
today. I had the feeling, I thought, oh my gosh, my hands are burning, I've got to go heal some people.
You have to do it. It was like that with that was how today worked for me. Usually I have a week program where every week I posted a week. I sat down today and I really said, okay, I have to have a show right now. And it was like, my husband goes, right now? I'm like, yeah, right now. I'm just being told I have to do it right now. And he's like, okay. You know, so, I mean, it was that clear that it now is the moment to just listen to it. And, yeah.
I just felt fear for some reason.
Did you?
Go to a nursing home.
Don't feel afraid. They want you there. That would be such a beautiful place for you to be. I mean, every time I go into those places, I can feel the need for the light.
I do, honestly, a lot of nursing home shows, and I do adult group facilities. I just go and play music for them.
Oh, you are an angel. Total. You are an angel, though. You know that, right? But the thing is, it really is about being that, always being in the right place to serve at that higher vibration. I think that we're being called at that level. It's not like what we're going to do in the future. It's about doing it right now, you know. So, like today, I'm doing it right now because I listened and I'm on the show and I'm talking to you. So I really get that that is ultimately what we're being kind of told universally, to not wait and not to hope and pray and wish and just be right here now with the gifts that you have. And as for healing, I think that you are a wonderful healer. I do think that if you touch somebody, you do change them. So if you feel the need, you should do it and feel, you know, good, in a sense, powerful about it. You know, don't question. That's what I'm saying.
But I always try to touch the people at the nursing home before I leave, you know, just at least touch them.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want to change my intention to more to heal. You know,
and more one-on-one type of things like.
I want to touch and heal through love. You know, my understanding is that, like through the Course of Miracles, is that, you know, if God will express love through you, which will bring healing to whoever you touch.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But then that is it. That is really ultimately the truth, isn't it? So because your intention is of love and of healing, then that brings you into the healer within yourself, in a sense, the God self, that then helps another person's vibration match yours. Because to me, it's all energy. So when you vibrate, you know, energetically at a high level, then that person that you step into the room with actually has an opportunity to match it. So that's really all you're doing. I mean, it's really that simple. It's like your frequency, if you can look at yourself as a radio, you are this amazing radio. So that's a good one for you. I like that. Can you listen to that one? When you are ready or going to heal, picture yourself a radio because you can really vibrate at that level. And you step into this radio, and then you see a knob, and you turn yourself up to 10. Okay? You got that one?
That is the thing. I understand that, but I can't, like, perceive pictures.
Okay.
You know, does that sound ridiculous?
No, absolutely not. And I know that because I've been teaching for a long time, and everybody... And when you do a session, you have to find out how they feel things. So I even have my chimes. I have things because if they feel things more through hearing, then that's how you have to use it. So you do have to ask, because my ability to see something or feel something or hear something might be different than the person you might be working on. So that's a really good thing to know. So for yourself, you have to know how it is that you you connect to that vibration. So it could be listening, you know, to the bell. Like if you had a bowl or something that you could vibrate at, that might be a good thing. Or we know, you know, in India they have these little bells that you can hit together, and they like a chime. That might bring you into it. Yeah.
It has chiming.
Yeah. I mean, you could chime. I mean, you know, it's so funny. I remember having one session with one client. This was a long time ago. And all I did was my bowls and my chimes and my vibration, my Reiki. And I just did, you know, and I didn't say a thing or do a thing. I just did that. And this person was just morphed into another dimension. So you just have to listen. I mean, I really get that. That's what we're doing. And the more you do this, this is kind of what I really, reality is, that you have this little black bag that over the course of your lifetime you've learned, you know, I have so many degrees on my wall, it's ridiculous. But I really do it because I want to know what's out there and how they're doing it. And then I get the information and I put it into myself and make it right for me, you know. And I think that's ultimately what you're doing, is you're going to find that way. And I know it's through the music, the vibration, that you're going to feel really that wild, wild place that knows this is where I want to heal from, in a sense, you know. So the journey is now, you know, this is the truth. And I do see you healing. And if you feel the urge, you go do it. And I'm sure you'll know why when you get there. You know, just like everything else, you'll get there and go, oh, why? And I just may change this man's vibration. You know, it's real interesting, but that's ultimately what you're tuning yourself into, is the frequency of this moment that says, right this second, I am being told to go here or do this. I remember this is really interesting. A quick story, but I left my office and I saw this crow. Now, crow for me is magic. When I see crows or ravens, I know that it's my guide. They're trying to get my attention.
Interesting. See them all the time.
I do too, and they're my totem. They're every time I go down the street, I see a raven or a crow or a hawk. Those are my people.
I get the hawk. The hawk is really an affinity to me for some reason. I know whenever I see a hawk, I'm having a good day.
Yeah, and it really is. You know what, that hawk represents healing. The healer. That when you see the hawk, it's that medicine of healing and healer. So when I see it, I always know they're infusing me. They're giving me the energy of that particular totem. So I remember I left my office and I had seen the raven really, really right in front of my face, like right up in front of my car, and then I saw another one down the street, and I really tuned in to the frequency of the raven, which is, you know, magic, transmutation, all that stuff. And so I was driving down the street and I was going to this restaurant, and I said to my friend, I was in the car with my friend, let's go down this other road. I'm feeling like I have to go down this other road. So we go down this other road, and I never had been on that road to get to this restaurant that we were going to. And through the corner of my eye, I saw, like a hawk eye, like almost like from a bird view, I saw feet near a tree.
Feet
near this bush. Now, I was just driving down the street, so I said to my friend, that is so strange. I just saw a pair of feet by a bush. And he's looking at me like, you're crazy. So I turn around, and I said, I got to go check it out. I go behind this bush, and this was an 80-year-old woman had fallen.
Ah.
And I go to her, and I said, are you okay? And I don't know. My friend said, Patty, there's no way that you could have seen that from that street. I was almost like I had my bird's eye out.
Right.
To see it from like almost a plane, you know? So I go in there. She can't speak any English. So my friend goes in the house, finds out her name, calls 911, and we ended up getting the ambulance and helping her go to the hospital. And then they called the neighbor next door, knew the daughter, and called the daughter. And so that. But think about it. You know, they are telling us something. They want us to tune in. So when you see these totems, listen to them. They want you to get to in the vibration of the animal. And I realized that's what. It happened to me. I actually kind of became the bird so that I could see the situation that needed my help. Isn't that interesting? That really did. I mean, that's how tuned in we have to be in the moment, because that's where the teaching is all the time. That takes us into different ways of healing and helping. So
anyway, like the lady
yeah,
that, I mean,
yeah,
you know, really am glad that you helped her, because I was in a similar situation where I was taking on energy that I didn't know, you know, and it was wearing me down.
Mm-hmm.
And I know now that you really helped her, that it's going to make a world of difference for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so totally, it was a reason for you to be on today, besides helping me.
Well, I'm always, you know, my show is always open to putting anything that's new and exciting out there to the world. And we really do have, you wouldn't believe how many people call in from the Netherlands, Japan. I mean, this show is, we're really reaching so many people. So if you would like, and I would like to offer this to you, to put your music on my show, we can put it on my webpage so people can connect to your work. I would love to do that for you. Because I believe that, you know, if you are ready to have that be heard by more people than just the people you can play for, this is a place that you could do it. So if you want to email me your information, I'll be happy to put it on my webpage so that people can listen to you and get connected.
Very much. You want to hear something?
I would.
Okay. I have this new song. I haven't actually recorded it yet. It's called I Just Want to Go Home.
Ah.
And it's really pretty, I think. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Okay, I'm going to set you down because I can't play and hold the phone.
Okay, sure.
So just hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to go home. I just want to go home to be with you, to be with you again. I just want to be held in your loving arms to be with you, to be with you. Till then I send my love, till then I send my love and prayers home to you, till then I send my prayers home. I can't wait to gaze into your loving eyes and see you smile, smiling at me again. Till then I send my love, till then I send my love, prayers home to you, till then I send my prayers home. I just want to go home, I just want to go home to be with you, to be with you again. I can't wait to feel your touch and hold your hand, touch your hand and mine. Till then I send my love, till then I send my love, prayers home to you, till then I send my home. When the thread of life is finally through and I've done all I've meant to do, I'm coming home again. I'll be in your arms again, gazing in your eyes again. I just want to go home. I just want to go home to be with you, to be with you again. I just want to be held in your loving arms to be with you, to be with you again. To be with you again. To be with you.
Okay, what'd you think?
Oh, that's beautiful.
You like it?
Well, you are much more talented than I could ever imagine. That was just great. Unbelievable. Love it. That
you're
was just
a great
wonderful.
Piano player, right?
You are really a good
Strictly
piano
trained,
player.
I imagine you are, right?
No, well, I play, you know, not like that. You are wonderful. That is just great. Well, so that let's put this on the webpage. Let's put your music out there so people can hear it. And I know
the problem is till recently, I didn't realize I wanted to have an abundant life.
Mm-hmm.
Poverty was part of the deal.
Well, all you do is connect those two then, you know, connect it so that you do want it, and then it will happen. It's really simple.
So I have changed that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and because of poverty, it's been really hard for me to actually do recordings.
Mm-hmm.
It's the time in the studio, it's a lot of money, and
mm-hmm.
it's my music isn't great. It's just I really haven't pursued money.
Mm-hmm.
So my music isn't recorded to the degree that I would want to share it with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so you just have to work on that one.
It's all recorded. You know, I mean, I have made it in the studio quite a few. Yeah, I've been doing music for 20 years, so,
mm-hmm.
You know.
But so, yeah, that's what you know.
They're single cuts is what they are. And
mm-hmm.
when I go into the studio, I pay $65 an hour, and I just do as much music as I can get in an hour.
Wow,
and if
yeah. But that you can do this. I mean, so maybe what we can do is just start with what you have already recorded and just let that unfold so that you know, if somebody wanted
yes,
to.
Yes, I wouldn't want to show that because, you know, what it is just a record of my music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that. For different things, I submit that because it's just basic, you know. But
mm-hmm.
I'm going to put something out. I would really have to. I am going to record. Don't get me wrong. I've,
mm-hmm.
even
well,
this
I mean,
year,
I know
do,
that you have to kind of get ready for those, for recording. You have to get it all ready, you know. And I do get that that's probably what you just have to get, sit down with yourself and write it out, write the plan out in a sense, you know. And
I have it already. I'm still not trying to I have been reading books on manifesting money like Rose Tree.
Mm-hmm.
She told me my third level out, I have blocks in my root chakra that are preventing me from obtaining money.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she told me to buy her book, and I bought her book. And
how's
you know,
it going?
Almost I'm 3/4 of the way through with that. You know, I've done so much psychic stuff like Sandra Ann Taylor. I took quantum healing and I don't know if I said that I dated a psychic who got me
you did,
into
yeah.
Yes. So she taught me so much real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Over almost to the point of overwhelming me.
Oh,
you know, I am intelligent but like she just gave me so much information. It just, like,
mm-hmm.
bombarded me. And and I grew up Catholic.
Right. So there could be some memes in there that are blocking the money thing, you know. It's like, and I don't know why, because, you know, like they put the pebble in the shoe and you have to suffer to be enlightened. All this stuff is somewhere in it must be somewhere in there that you have to be poor to be enlightened and, you know, all that stuff. It's craziness. It's not true. And once I got that, you know, I saw it as a meme, which is what we do in the Matrix Energetics, is that you just see what it is that's blocking you. And you see it and you pull it out and you look at it and then you put it in the trash can that's no longer work, you know, this kind of beautiful imaginary trash can. And you just stick it, just, you know, shred it in a sense. And then wait until you feel the difference.
It's me, though. That's my problem is I don't see. So it's like I feel like I'm, or
mm-hmm.
maybe not allowing myself to see, to
mm-hmm.
stay blocked.
Well, okay, let's say if you don't see, do you hear? Do you hear?
I don't.
When you write music, do you hear the words come to you as you write? I mean, how are you putting that to connection with those two levels?
Never the same. Sometimes I get the music and sometimes I get the words. You know,
okay.
So.
Well, seeing that maybe it will just be different like that for you when you are getting the messages. You'll get it one way where you might. How about dreams? Do you have very vivid dreams? Do you think that they work?
When I started dating that girl, I had some very disturbing dreams. But you know, I mostly discussed them with her because I'm an open person. You know, I'm kind of like an open book. I don't have a lot. I do have some reservations about some things.
Well, sure. That's good. That's really good. You don't want to be so open that you can be just taken. But, you know, I just think that right this second is just about sitting and being patient and for the next thing to show itself. It just feels like, all right, well, I found myself, I was in a city, but it felt like I was in a city I had never been to before. But it's a nice city. It feels almost like a Seattle or Chicago kind of feeling to it. But it feels like I've personally never spent much time there. So it's someplace I'm not that familiar with. But it feels like a city. And it feels like there's like a group, like it feels like an energy group of people getting together. And maybe it's I do see a book. Maybe it's like some kind of book reading or some things that you're going to be at. And during this time, this is where I see you will connect with other musicians. And there's going to be a vibe that's going to happen where it's going to start to connect you into more hanging out and being around the energy that's propelling you forward. You know, it feels like if you could, it feels like this. I'm looking at this like beautiful, beautiful light ball of light around you. And it's kind of getting together. Feels like above your head and stuff, so it feels like it's momentum is happening around you, and it's very, very bright, and it has lots of colors. But it does feel like this group that you're going to get connected to, or maybe you do already know these people. It doesn't feel like they're not the people you know already. Are going to help.
I'm leaving this. I live in North Carolina, and I feel stifled by the religion here.
And this is where it feels like you're moving to. It feels like you're getting out of where you are. It feels like you're going to like a. It almost felt like Seattle, and then it didn't. Then it felt kind of like Chicago almost, but it has a city vibe to it. Yeah, but what?
Florida. I'm thinking.
Community.
Yeah, I live out in the country now, and I decided I don't like that either.
You know, this is maybe where you're, it's showing me this other place that you go and you can play music and there's a lot of energy and people and it's a good vibe. It's a good place. And it's more
in St. Augustine or some place that keeps coming up for me is Deltona, which is right by Daytona, but it's not in the city. It's between Orlando and Daytona.
Yeah, I didn't get it was a warm weather place I was at.
Please don't say that. I hate
like
cold.
I know. It just didn't feel that vibe to me. It felt like more like cold weather. And more.
Oh,
more,
no. It's better
yeah.
be Arizona.
I know, but that's what it felt like. I don't know if you'll just be going for a short time and maybe hanging out or doing some work there, but it felt like that's where you'll be, yeah. But it
My
does
father...
Feel,
who's ill lives in just out of Chicago. I grew up in Chicago, so.
Oh, okay. Well, it might be that you're going to go back for a little bit. You know, it feels like that's where you. That's where I saw you. So yeah, it was.
Well,
definitely...
I have a son in college in Florida, and I've committed myself to going and being there because it's $16,000 a year for room and board, and I just can't justify him having to student loan everything. You know, when he gets out. $200,000.
Oh, I know.
So education for his bachelor's degree is $250,000.
Wow. I know. Isn't it just amazing? It just is it costs education. And we were just saying that, you know, we've already put him, my son's 11 and he's, you know, got more money in the bank than I do for his college, you know. So I was like, wow, this is amazing, this journey that they're on about because they have no choice. They have to keep doing all this education to possibly get the job that they'd like, you know. But for you, I do see that you're going to go to this place and you'll be meeting new people and having a different experience. It just feels like new experiences are going to be coming your way. And I think that is going to lead you into the place that you're supposed to be. It doesn't feel like you are in the place you're supposed to be right now. It doesn't, like, I'm not getting that you're there for much longer, you know.
Thank goodness, because I'm telling you, there's a rooster that's like 2 miles.
Well, sweetie, you know, you're so cute. There's a rooster.
Can you
hear
it?
Knows your name, right? That's so funny.
Hear it on, you can actually hear it over the phone. I've been talking to people, and people say, is that a rooster?
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to be where the roosters are. No. Your energy is supposed to be more in the mainstream where there are people, you know, where there's vibrations, younger vibration of music and poetry. And that, to me, really, when you get there, you're going to go, oh, this feels like people are alive, you know, and they're creative. And your juices are going to start to flow, because right now I can see why it's been difficult, you know. We are creatures of where we are, especially, you know. So I think that ultimately that's kind of what's been going on for you. You know, you just... But stay open and start thinking about, you know, some trips, because I think that's going to help move you.
You know something? As soon as I am going to do some recording where I spend actual time in the studio,
mm-hmm.
And I'll be doing some, you know, background music.
Okay.
And I will definitely...
Well, when you're ready, you have a web page that you can put your music on. How's that? We won't force you to it, but I do feel that, you know, this would be something that people could start to hear your music and all around the world, and it would be nice.
Yes.
So get busy.
I'd love to share, believe me.
All right, well, love, my time is up, and my
I know, I feel terrible.
Yeah,
but
hey,
that
it was
time.
Wonderful, absolutely,
I
talking to you.
Appreciate everything, and you had me smiling like giddy.
Uh-huh. Well, good, good. Then I did my work. Because, you know, like most people, that's ultimately, like we were talking about, you are the alchemist. You do change vibration just by being you. It does that.
Yes.
It's that simple. It doesn't have to be all this, you know, hoopla. You know, my friend calls it, what does he call it? Voodoo. Voodoo magic. You don't have to do the voodoo. You just have to be you. And that's really ultimately what I'm getting from you. And it's a beautiful thing. And so just keep it up, love.
Very cool.
I really appreciate
your time. And thank you so much.
Well, blessings to you. And let me know how it goes,
thanks
okay? Thanks
to you.
All right,
and
bye-bye.
God is going to bless you because
thank
of all
you,
to people's lives.
Yeah. Well, okay.
That lady's life.
Oh, well, there we go. We did it again.
I don't know
and
if
I'm
you
sure
realize
people are
how...
really going to love your music when they listen to it, too. So, all right,
okay.
I'm going to have to go. I'm going to get punched off the blog talk. So let me know how it goes. Keep me in touch, okay?
Well, definitely.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye.